SunZia wants to build high-voltage power lines to carry wind and solar power. The lines would travel from central New Mexico to the area near Casa Grande, passing east and north of the Santa Catalina Mountains. The project's biggest problem is its possible interference with electronics at New Mexico's White Sands Missile Range. New Mexico U.S. Senator Martin Heinrich is proposing a study to determine the effects of the power lines on the military site. SunZia spokesman Ian Calkin says this is a slow but eventual sign of progress.
A project at some point needs some level of certainty, and after, you know, 5 years, one would hope that there would be certainty, and we believe there is. We believe we're nearing the end of the federal permitting process. We can see the light at the end of the tunnel.
The project would cost SunZia about $1.2 billion total and create an estimated 42,000 jobs in construction and maintenance between the two states. I'm Zach Ziegler, Arizona Public Media.